Welcome. Halacha de Kiddush, five-part series. That's not a joke. Okay, this week our topic is just the background, the introduction, whether Kiddush is just some words, whether it has to be said on wine, the nusach of the Kiddush, whether you're yotze with Kiddush and davening, lechachila, b'diavad, why or why not, whether a woman can be motzias in Kiddush, and whether you can make Kiddush in a disposable cup. Yes, you had a question already.
Can we have just lamasa? Like, they end parts and they'll go through everything in between.
Huh?
And or rather, also, can the end part be in the lamasa?
Yes, that we could do. The second week, we're going to cover whether you can eat before Kiddush, how to hold the cup. The third week is whether you sit or stand, what a kos pogum is, how to fix that, how much you have to drink for Kiddush, who has to drink a Kiddush. Then we're going to cover Kiddush Makom Suda. That means, can you make Kiddush at a Kiddush and then it work for lunch? Can you make Kiddush in this room and in the next room, etc.? And then the following one will be what you can make Kiddush on. Can you make Kiddush on bread? Can you make Kiddush on beer? Can you make Kiddush on grape juice? Can you make Kiddush on Yayin Mevushal, red wine, white wine? So, Homachoket there, etc. So, those are our topics. Let's begin now, source one, starting off the whole discussion of Kiddush. Gemara Pesachim Daf Kufov Tanu Rabbanon Pasuk says Zechor Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho Zechreil Al Yayin. When you make Kiddush, you have to mention Shabbos over wine. Enli Al Bayom, I only know during the day. Balayla Minayin Tamu Lomar Zechor Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. How that limud says one and not the other or both, it's a different discussion. Nonetheless, the Gemara sees from the pasuk a requirement to make Kiddush both at night and during the day. The Rambam, Hilchot Shabbat, source 2, Perchav Ted, Halacha Aleph, he says, Mitzvah Ratzeh Min HaTorah L'Kadesh Yom HaShabbat B'Dvarim, Shneamor Zechor Yom HaShabbat L'Kodesho, Kolomar Zechreu Sechirat Shevach V'Kiddush. You have to say words. The point is to say words of praise and saying, I'm making this day holy. Okay. So if the Rambam says the mitzvah is to say words, what role does wine have? Well, let's see. Is the wine part of it d'oraita or d'rabbanan? Let's take a look at source 3. Source 3 discusses the halacha of a nazir. What is it that a nazir can do?
Cut his hair and drink wine.
Cut his hair and drink wine. Okay? So for our purposes, we don't care about the hair, but we care about his inability to drink wine. So this nazir says, I'm not going to drink wine. So why is that okay? It says, both wine that is part of a mitzvah will be asur as well as yayin rishon. Meaning, the nazir says, I'm not going to drink wine. Not only is he going to say, I'm not going to drink wine recreationally, he is saying, I'm not going to drink wine, even the wine that's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, wait, Mahi, what is Yayin Mitzvah? Kiddushta v'Avdalta. Kiddush and Avdallah. So the Gemara says, how can he take a nether like that? Hari mushbav omein Allah mehar Sinai. He already took an oath that he is going to make Kiddush and he is going to make Avdallah. When did he take such an oath? At Har Sinai. So it sounds like, from this Gemara, is drinking wine at Kiddush d'oraita or d'rabbanan? D'oraita. Okay. The Mefarish, source 4. The Mefarish is like Rashi, but Rashi didn't write it. But it appears on the inside of the Gemara. The sheet of it. It appears on the, I think, there, on the left. The inside of the Gemara, Masech and Nazir. The Mefarish says, Vare mushba v'omid alav sinaihu. He has been sworn to drink this wine already since Har Sinai. How do we know that? Dechtiv, Zachor Yom HaShabbat LeKodesho, Zachor Yom HaShabbat LeYayin. Because the Pasuk says you must sanctify, mention Shabbos, and we darshan it Zachor Yom HaShabbat LeYayin, we know that midoraita, he already has to drink wine. So, seemingly, the source for drinking wine at Kiddush is Min HaTorah. Now let's look at what Tosfot has to say. Tosfot, right there, same sugya, where the Mefarish said that. Tosfot reads it another way. It says, Kasha, Kiddush Hayom love Doraita. Making Kiddush during the day is not Doraita. Denying Ami Dechtiv Zachor V'Darshin and Zachrei Al Hayayin. Even though we said Zachor
is not Doraita.
Is not Doraita means it's Dorabanan.
Yeah.
So even though we said Zachor means Zachrei Al Hayayin, Asmachta Hu. What did we say in Asmachta means? No. Yeah. Something derived from a pasuk is a drasha gemura. This is an asmachta, as in we had this idea, and they pinned it on a pasuk. Okay? Asmachta, somech, it's leaning. Okay? This is leaning on the pasuk. In other words, the rabbis wanted you to make kiddush. So they said, zachrei al yayin, I'll give you a hint from a pasuk, zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kodesho. But that means that the source isn't from the Torah. The source is neither Rabbanan. They just use the Pasuk as a hint, a reminder for their idea. Okay, so then how do we read this Gemara that we just read? The Gemara just said, Mushba Balomin Melar Sinai. He has to make Kiddush in Abdallah on wine. It's Yayin Mitzvah. It's a good question, not Tosu, no? So he says,
who asked that question?
Tosu Restakul. Tosot said that, and then Tosot knows it has to explain. Tosot says, "L'chein nira l'Rabbeinu Tam," one of the Balei Tosot, "the garsinan b'tmiya." What's b'tmiya mean? As a question. "V'chi mushba va'omein mehar Sinai," has he indeed sworn to this from the time of Har Sinai? No, it comes from Chazal. It's a rhetorical question, rather than a statement. So when the Gemara says, he swore to this at Arsinai, no, it's not he swore to this. It's, did he swear to this at Arsinai? No, of course not. Kiloma, lama li kram yutra lasur yayin mitzvah. Why do I need an extra pasuk to tell us that the Nazir can't drink even wine of Kiddush? Why would I need a pasuk of that? V'chi mushbahu, has he sworn to have Kiddush wine? That I would need a pasuk to tell you even Kiddush wine he can't have? Deny the Kiddush Yayom Doraita, even though making Kiddush is itself Doraita, ala Yayin lav Doraita, the Zochrei ala Yayin asmachta. So now we have a machloke. Is making Kiddush on wine Doraita or the Rabbanan? According to the Mefarish, it is Doraita. According to Toso, the Rabbanan.
What's the Rasa according to?
The Mefarish. Now the Rambam Paskins La'alacha, source 6, I didn't number them, I'm sorry. Rambam Hilchot Shabbat Chavtet Vav, Midivrei Sofrim Lekadish Aliyayin La'abdul Aliyayin. Is it Doraita or Dorabanan? It's Dorabanan. Okay, it is not Doraita to make Kiddush on wine. Maybe making Kiddush is Doraita, just to say, Brachat Hashem Kadesh Shabbat. But the idea of having it on wine, that was Chazal who said, it must be done over wine. Okay? That starts with the background on whether we need wine for Kiddush. Now let's move on to the Nusach HaBracha. The Gemara, Shabbos, Kuf Yutet Amud Bet, says, Afilu Yachin Hamid Palil Be'erev Shabbat Sarich Lomar Vayechul. Even if you're davening alone on Friday night, you have to say Vayechulu. Damar Avam Nuna Kolam and Palal Berav Shabbat Vomer Vayechulu Maale Alav Akatuv Ki Ilu Nasa Shutaf Lakadosh Baruch Hu B'Masa Brishit. If you say Vayechulu, the Pasuk or Hashem considers it as though you were a partner with Hakadosh Baruch Hu in creation. Shneamar Vayechulu Al Tikrei Vayechulu Ela Vayechalu. Not they were created, but they created it. So it's a drasha, don't take it literally, you didn't create the world, Hashem did, okay? But, it's very important for you to say Vayechulu, okay? But that's about davening. How does it come to our Kiddush? So the Rosh says, Vayechulu, lo matzinu shetiknu lomar agos. We don't find that you need to say it on the cup of wine. Umasha omrim oto b'shak kiddush. Why then do we say it, that they weren't mitaken it, then why do we say it? Even though you already said it in shul as part of davening, why do we have to say it on Kiddush? There are people in your home, possibly, who are young kids or didn't make it to shul, so you're going to say Vayechulu as part of Kiddush to be hotzi all of them in saying Vayechulu. Vayechulu is very important. It makes you a partner in Mass Separation, so you want everybody to be a part of it. So that is the reason the Rush gives. The orders are, yes?
So is it saying that because your kids are something that weren't actual and didn't hear it, that's why you said it?
Because the Hotzi, to be mostly people who didn't hear it or say it. Okay, people who didn't doubt it. Okay, on the other hand, the Or Zaruah gives a different reason. Okay? Who is the Or Zaruah? Luckily, I put it on the back. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Moshe, Rabbi Isaac ben Moses of Vienna. He was a Talmud of the Rav Yon, the Rebbe of the Maharami Runenberg, and many of the Balei Tosfot, which makes him an early Rishon, because if he taught many of the Balei Tosfot, he had to be earlier.
If you know for that, you took your family to Shul and you get back, and obviously all the Kolut, you have to say it, or?
Ah. So that, this is the reason they were attacking to say it. It's not the reason each of us says it now. In other words, now it's part of the Kiddush. I mean, say Kiddush regardless of whether everybody got it.
Now it's part of the service.
Now it's part of the service, correct. The reason they stuck it in to the sitter as part of the service, part of the Kiddush, was, according to the Rush, in order to be motzi other people. But the Or Zaruah gives another explanation. Okay? When you come to make Kiddush in your home, you say Vayechulu again. This way, everybody said Gimel Pa'amim Vayechulu. You said Vayechulu three times. Where's three times?
Yourself, repetition.
Excellent. What's your name?
Aaron.
As Aaron said, once you say it in your private Shmon Esrei, is that true? Or is it? Yeah. Friday night we say Vayechulu. Okay, once together with the Tzibor, and then once in your Kiddush. Shekol Omer Gimel Pamim Vayechulu, Kapara Lechol Amonotav, you have forgiven all your sins. Ukiilu Kiyem Kol HaTorah Kulan, and it's as though you fulfilled the whole Torah. Okay, so we see two wonderful reasons to include Vayechulu. Well, what's Vayechulu all about? So says the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch, we don't know who wrote it, because the purposefully made himself anonymous, though he gave himself a nickname, Ish Levi Barcelonai. He was a Levi from Barcelona, but we know it was about when it was written based on whom he quotes, who quotes him, and certain of his shito make him fit that he was from the Beis Medrash in the Ramban. So about the 13th century, it's a Rishonic work, not the commentary on it, that's the Mincha Chinuch, we can discuss that another time when we cite it, but the Sefer HaChinuch, this anonymous work, said, Misharshe mitzvah zo, kidei shenit orer mitoch maase ze lizkor gedulat hayom, v'nikva bilvavenu emunat chidush haolam, ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem ad Hashemayim mir haaretz. Part of this mitzvah of Kiddush, and that's why we include Vayechulu in it, is that we're going to remember how great it is that Hashem made the world and then rested on the seventh day. And when we recite Vayechulu as part of Kiddush, we are going to entrench in our hearts the belief in the creation of the world. Okay, so that's like yet another reason. Now, what does that mean for us? So if you look in the Pre-Megadim, one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, but not only a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote one specifically on the Magen Avram, one on the Taz, and that's in Aruch Chaim, and in Yoredeya he wrote one on the Shach as well. So the Pre-Megadim said, quotes Eliyahu Rabbah, who says, in Eidot Gittin, if you're going to be an aide at a wedding or on a get, and you're signing a star, we only trust people for Eidot who don't violate openly all sorts of Isurim. We only choose proper Yashar people for that. So if you're going to end up an aide, Yahar Her B'tshuva. If you're going to be an aide on a get, you should think tshuva thoughts before you're an aide for that. And here we are, saying Vayechulu. Vayechulu is testimony about Hashem making the world in 6 days and resting on the seventh day. It's like Eidot, therefore we should have to do tshuva here too. Huadin Khan. So, once again, there's yet another value to the Vayechulu and Kiddush. The Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Yitzayin Amud Bet, has this interesting idea. Now we're getting to the next topic of whether your Yotzei Kiddush that we said during davening for Kiddush at home. So here's what the Gemara says. V'tzarech sheyazkir Yetziat Mitzrayim v'Kiddush. You have to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim during Kiddush. Where do we do that? Etc. Okay? So, we have those words in our Kiddush. Based on that, this next line is going to seem strange to you. Says the Magen Avraham. V'niradili, the midoraita b'kiddush sha'amar b'tfilos sagi. The Kiddush you said during davening is enough. D'krach div zachorit yom ha-shabbat. The Pasuk says, mention, remember it Shabbos. Did you do that? Did you mention and remember that it was Shabbos? Yes, you did. You davened the special marv that mentioned it was Shabbos. V'arei zacharoto. V'kiddush memakom suda derabbanan. And having kiddush at your meal, that itself is derabbanan. So why should that be strange to us? Because what doesn't the kiddush that we did in shul do? It doesn't mention Tzia Mitzrayim. What kiddush do we have? We say v'yachulu or v'shamru. Right? Before Shemon Esri, we say v'shamru. During Shemon Esri, we say v'yachulu. After Shemon Esri, v'yachulu. All that talks about bereshit. None of that mentions Yitzia Mitzrayim. This isn't my question. This is the Be'er Halacha's question. So the Be'er Halacha says, O ra'yiti lo re'er b'din zed, ha itab tzachin kuk yitzayin amud bet, v'tzarech yalahaskir Yitzia Mitzrayim v'kiddush. V'im kein eich yotzei yedei kiddush v'tfila, halon iskar v'tfila layla Yitzia Mitzrayim klal. ושמעתי בספר מנחת חינוך גם כן הפליב הזה על המגן אברהם ומחמד זה מסיק להלך עד לא כבטא. So he concludes otherwise. ולעני יודעתי יש לי אשר כברב צעת. I have a few different possible explanations how the מגן אברהם can, how I can defend the מגן אברהם. Let's see how many answers he gives. Number one. O the sover to who rock me the Rabbanon וגזירה שווה who אסמך דה בעמה. Either he thinks it's only the Rabbanon and therefore we don't really have to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim at all. What would be the rationale to say you have to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim? Because the Pasuk says, Zachor Yom HaShavah L'Kadsho, and the Pasuk says to remember Yetziat Mitzrayim too. Zecher Zecher, we have a Hekesh, that's the limud to say you have to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim in it too. So he says, so that Hekesh is an Asmachta again. And therefore, not really a need, and therefore you could be Yotzei, the Kiddush in Tefillah. That's answer number one. Number two. Oh, this sover Yotzei min HaTorah, v'mashi eskir Yetziat Mitzrayim samach l'tefillah. Two, you could be Yotzei min Doraita when you say Yetziat Mitzrayim next to Kiddush. How do we do that? Because right before Mishamru, we talk about Hamavir Bano Ben Gizrei Yamsuf, who crossed his son through the Yamsuf.
Can you just repeat that again, please?
Which one?
The one that you said around.
The first answer or the second answer?
The second one.
The second answer. The second answer is it's possible when he says that you're Yotzei Kiddush during davening, that's even if you, not during Kiddush you mention Mitzrayim, that's even if adjacent to Kiddush you mention Mitzrayim. So right before Bishamru, we talked about crossing the Yamsuf and Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim. That's what that whole tefillah is before the Bracha of Gal Yisrael. So that whole tefillah there is about Yetziat Mitzrayim. So the fact that we mentioned it adjacent to Kiddush, that could be enough to be Yotzei tefillah, to be Yotzei Kiddush during tefillah. So that was his second answer. Third answer. Oh, the sover. Not that one. Another adjacent is that you say v'shamru and then you say hashkivenu. Hashkivenu is we say is the long bracha of geula. How so? Because we have a rule that you have to be do something called somet geula l'tfilo. What does that mean? The bracha of Gal Yisrael has to be adjacent to Shmona Esrei. We don't interrupt between the Bracha of Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. Well, you know that in Marv, after Gal Yisrael, you say Hashkivenu. There's a whole other Bracha in between. In fact, in Marv, there's a Kaddish in between. So what does that mean, that we don't interrupt? So the Gemara answers, ah, we have an answer. Geula Arichlehi. It's a long bracha of Gal Yisrael. It just continues and includes Vahashkivenu too. So Vahashkivenu is a part of Geula. What Geula are we talking about? We're talking about Geula Mitzrayim. And right after Geula Mitzrayim, right after this bracha of Hashkivenu, we then say Vishamru. So if we then say Vishamru, again, they are adjacent. That is how he explains. What? The Kaddish is after Vishamru. About Somer Gula Letfila. Good. Rashi asked your question. A second for a different time. Okay? Fine. The Shulchan Aruch. Moving on to our next topic about whether we're Yotzei during Kiddush Letfila. So, he has Limud Slut for the Magen Avram about us being Yotzei during Tfila. But the odds are that we still have to make Kiddush again. So, in fact, the Beralacha continues. I didn't read the last line. Nikola Tamim Anal Gatavim Bifnim Sheish Lefak Beik Mazar Bei. Don't say you're Yotzei just during Tfila. You have to make Kiddush again at home. Okay. Moving on to our next topic. So we wanted Alacha Lemaisa on each one. So that one, you have to make Kiddush again at home. Good. Next, Shulchan Aruch, discussing whether women can be motzi men in Kiddush. Let's do our best to say this as diplomatically as we can.
Did we answer the wine thing?
The wine thing. Yes, you have to say it on wine, but we said likely the wine is the Rabbanan, just the Chiv Kiddush is the Rabbanan.
So maybe the wine comes just because it's a good drink?
No, Chazal said Zochrei Alayayin, that's the drasha they gave. Okay.
For what specific reason?
For what specific reason? Yayin either makes you happier, or it gives chashivut. Okay, when you establish and start the meal with a ceremonial cup of wine, it's different than just a regular meal. That's clear from just looking at a meal, but Chazal talk about that constantly throughout all sorts of, that's what they talk about in Seder night, that's what they talk about in Shabbos and Yom Tov and Purim, possibly. Okay.
So he's looking to discuss the different wines and stuff.
Yes. Whether you can use different white wine, red wine, grape juice. Yes, that Kiddush has to be on wine is derabbanan. But it's going to be very important because we're going to discuss that you might have to wait until nighttime if somebody's bringing you wine, etc.
If you don't have wine, aren't you allowed to say shako in the drink?
We're going to discuss that in a different share. Okay, coming up. Another few words. Okay. Now we're discussing whether women can be motzi men. So the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Bet, says, Nashim Chayavot Bekiddush. Women are obligated in Kiddush, just like men. Afa Pishu Mitzvah Shas Bang Rama. Even though, what is Shabbos? Shabbos is a time-bound positive mitzvah. We have a rule, in general. Women are exempt from all time-bound positive mitzvot. Okay? For example, Tkiyat Shofar. Certain day of the year, certain time of day, we are mechuyav to blow shofar and hear a certain number of blasts. That is a chiyuv for men only, not women. There is no greater example of a mitzvah shneis zman grama than shofar. There's a possibility for somebody to say the women kimu aleim, that they accepted this mitzvah upon themselves. That's a discussion whether women are included in kimu. But as the prototypical example, shofar is that. And women can still get a mitzvah from hearing it. There's definitely a kiyum if they do hear it. But as a eno mitzvah vosa, and therefore after davening, they'll blow shofar for those who didn't hear it, and lots of women will go. Very important, very valuable that they go hear it. But they're not mechuyavet to hear it. So that is a mitzvah d'seish zman grama. So too kiddush is a mitzvah d'seish zman grama, because it has to happen every Shabbos. It doesn't happen all the time, only on Shabbos. Yes.
Since we put like nashim and other women over there, like all in the same category, does the same will apply to that kids and slaves and stuff? That's nashim.
About Kiddush? Likely, but we're going to see something about Kiddush in a minute. Okay?
Because we like group them together usually, no?
Often, because they're all pater from mitzvah d'seishes mangrama. Okay? So Kiddush is also mitzvah d'seishes mangrama. So why are women chayiv in Kiddush? Mishum de ikish zachor l'shamor. We say who shamor in Yom HaShabbat HaKashah, we say was the source for all negative mitzvot. That was in our first year, okay, about 3-4 weeks ago. Shamor is the source for all of the negative mitzvot of Shabbat. you can't do certain malachot on Shabbos. So, that's the pasuk of Shamar. Men, women. Women aren't allowed to violate Shabbat in the same manner, exact same, across the board, like men. And then the pasuk says, Zachor Yom HaShabbat LeKadshon. Zachor means mention, remember Shabbos. And we do that through Kiddush. So the Gemara says, Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira, whoever can't violate the law of Shabbos, is not allowed to violate his b'chuyav in the ases of Shabbos. Whoever has the lot ases of Shabbos has the ases of Shabbos. And therefore women are chayav in Kiddush as well. Vahani nashi, these women, hoel ve'itnuhu b'shmira, since they are obligated by the negative commandments of Shabbos, they are also not allowed to be machal Shabbos. Itnehu b'schira u'motziut and anashim. This is what it says. They also have to make Kiddush. And not only that, they have to make Kiddush so much so, u'motziut et ha'anashim. They can even make Kiddush for men. Ho'il v'chayavot min ha'Torah kamotam. Because they are equally obligated on a doraita, on a Torah level, just as much as the men. So the Shulchan Aruch seems very clear.
Do you follow this?
No. We're going to see. Okay? Shulchan Aruch seems very clear. Women must make Kiddush. And they must make Kiddush just as much as men, and therefore they can even be motzi, a man, in Kiddush. So says the Mishnah Berura, commenting right there. V'chein eskimu ha'taz, v'ha'gra, v'ha'shagas aryeh. V'mikol makom, yesh l'hachmir l'chachilo. We should be strict a priori, meaning beforehand. The ideal is to be strict on this. Why? Shelo totzi isha anashim she'inam yibnei beita dezila milta. Women should not be motzi men, especially men who are not related to her, because it is a disgrace for a man to not know how to make Kiddush, such that he has to have a woman make Kiddush for him. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. There is more on this topic. Rabbi Akiva Eger, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes an interesting discussion. How is it that anybody can be motzi anyone and anything? What allows me to make Kiddush for you? What allows me to do any mitzvah that you're mechuyav? How can I make Kiddush for your motzi? How does that work? So we have a rule called Arvut. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. We are all responsible for each other, or help each other, or guarantors for each other. So I can do this mitzvah, and therein help you out with your obligation. So Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes the Dagon Mirevava, the Noda Yehuda, Rabbi Cheska Landau, who brings up an interesting issue. He says that when a man went to shul, and he did his davening there, we saw a machloket a minute ago. According to some, you're yotzei your kiddush in davening. Who said that? The Magen Avraham. Okay? The Magen Avraham said, nearly the midoraita b'kiddush shamar b'tfilah sagi. You said kiddush already. You're yotzei midoraita. You have to make kiddush again at home on wine, but we said that's not necessarily chiyuv d'oraita, that's chiyuv d'rabbana. So this man did his chiyuv d'oraita, he davened in shul. He comes home, he has a chiyuv d'rabbana to make kiddush. This woman didn't go to shul. She has a chiyuv d'oraita to make kiddush. How can this man come and use his chiyuv to fulfill his chiyuv d'rabbana and make kiddush from this woman as a chiyuv d'oraita?
It's the words.
He's just saying the words.
Yeah.
Okay. You're saying because he has to say the same words on the Dorabana level, he can help this woman fulfill her Doraita level. Okay. But you're going to be hard-pressed to find me any other time a person without a direct achiyuv for something can help fulfill a person's direct achiyuv. For example, your kid, who is 11 years old, 10 years old, is mechuyuv midin chinuch to make kiddush. He's not allowed to eat before kiddush either. You're supposed to train him that way. So you're going to teach him to make kiddush. You, let's say, have a direct achiyuv. Can he make kiddush for you? And the answer is no. Because he has only a derabbanan chinuch, derabbanan of chinuch to make kiddush. You have the doraita. He can't be low to you. So how can this man make kiddush for this woman? So let's read Rabbi Akiva Eger inside. B'sefer Dogum Ravava Katav the Isha Kfarit Hitpalel Arvit in Yacholok Lo Tzi B'Kiddush Lishash Lo Hitpalel Arvit. A woman, the man can't make kiddush for this woman. To who eno mechuya b'davar midoraita? Okay. Who eno mechuya b'davar midoraita? Davde b'brach b'irchon amitzo am yotza motzi. Okay. He can't fulfill her biblical obligation. Because once he was yotze in shul, he has been yotze. And then, what about what I was just explaining about Arvut, Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelazeh. Ha Ta Mishum Dekulam Arivim Zelazeh. The Dalgam Rivava says that applies men to men, not women to women. Not men to women.
According to?
The Dalgam Rivava. But Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees with this Dalgam Rivava. And he says, Ulaniyo Daitin De Ein Chiyuk Bein Anashim Le Nashim Le Inyan Arvut. There's no difference. Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelazeh, that means Kol Yisrael. There's no rule that if one of them was motzi, one of them, that the other one's not yotze. That applies to women as well. And says Rabbi Akiva Eger, okay, I'm going to grant the premise that the man was yotze and shul with davening, like the Magen Avraham said. But nonetheless, the man can still make kiddush for the woman. How so? Ulam kashali midivrei Rashi okiyah de'ein kiddush al makom zodur d'oraita. They're only doing it for the doraita, and he was yotzei in tefila. V'dochok lomar the dilma mekachim b'shvil otam she'enu yicholim la'palel. And it's dochok. I don't like to say that we're making kiddush for those who haven't been yotzei, who haven't davened yet. It says rather, what's the reason why the man can make kiddush for the woman? And this is the brilliant kiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Gam lechora lav davka tefila. It is not only davening which helps you be yotze kiddush. Ela kol shemaskir Shabbat. Anybody who mentions Shabbos is yotze the chiyuv d'oraita of Shabbos. And therefore, va'omer shabta tavta gamken yotze. A person who says good Shabbos, Shabbat shalom, that person is also yotze. So this man went to shul and davened Friday night. He was yotzei his chiyuv d'oraita in kiddush, and he's going to come home and his wife didn't daven. She has a chiyuv d'oraita in kiddush. She has only a chiyuv d'rabbana. But when he comes home, he says to her, "Good Shabbos," and she says, "Good Shabbos" back. She's also taking care of her chiyuv d'oraita for kiddush. Now she also has a chiyuv d'rabbana in kiddush. Since they both have a chiyuv d'rabbana in kiddush, he can make kiddush for her.
How does saying good
Shabbos
remove
that d'oraita d'rabbana? Because d'oraita is sochreyu. Remember that in Shabbos, mention it. You mention Shabbos when you wish somebody good Shabbos.
There's no element of yitzhak in Shabbos.
Correct. But there will be the mention of yitzhak Mitzrayim. The point you're making could be answered like this. When you go right there, you have to just mention in Shabbos. Meet the Rabbanan, you have to do it on wine. Meet the Rabbanan, you should mention yitzhak Mitzrayim too. But on the Durabana level, they're equal. And therefore, he can go now make the full Kiddush, the full text of Kiddush, which includes Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and he's able to be Motzi Her. Even though he was Yotzei Kiddush in Shul by davening, because she was also Yotzei Kiddush by saying good Shabbos.
So the only physical reason that things there is so important for people to do it in case you don't say good Shabbos? Because otherwise, everyone's good.
Everyone's yotze their doraita. There's a derabbana needs to.
I'm saying everyone could ensure instead of singing that, everyone just go, everyone, 1, 2, 3, good Shabbos, and then we're done.
You're saying You're not trying to save kiddush, you're trying to save davening.
Yeah, I'm saying...
Like, you don't have to daven, you can just say good Shabbos.
If it's just such an easy thing, then you just have to say good Shabbos to be Yotzei the Zachor, then why go through the whole pasuk? Why not just say good Shabbos?
You could say good Shabbos, that'll take care of only the kiddush part. There's still all the davening.
Okay, so you daven, and then you don't say that when it gets to that point of davening, you just go good Shabbos.
Back to work. Whoever changes from the Nusach that Chazal said for us to daven, we don't like that. And he's considered a Poreitz Geder and a snake should bite him. So we daven the Nusach that appears in our Siddur. So you shouldn't make your own shul that does this. But just understand, deep down, the Iker Adin, according to this Rabbi Kiva Iker, your Yotzin did the right to Chiyah for mentioning Shabbos just by saying good Shabbos. Yes. You.
So in the case that the woman doesn't say good Shabbos, she's actually already the writer.
No, she'll hear Kiddush.
Yeah, but then she'll say it.
So no, that means that a person who has only a theater of woman is much your director. In the other, that's probably work. But that's not the ideal. The ideal is she should first say good Shabbos to somebody.
And just
yeah, if they both on that fair Darabon level, then does that make Sheikh make Kiddush for him?
So according to Shulchan Aruch, yes, but we still have the Mishnah Berurah's problem of disgrace.
Right.
Still of Zigluta. Okay, but according to the strict reading of the Shulchan Aruch, yes. Okay. Without her saying good Shabbos, she has even more of a reason to make Kiddush for him. Because she would be Deraita and he would be only Derabon.
That's
Vidya. Okay. Ber Alacha comments. Minera iti b'chidushei Rabbi Akiva Eger shemitstapek dulai yotzei ha-mitzvah asei b'amirat shabda tava belvad ulepela, this is a wonder. Dehareya Rambam katav deba'inan sechira sheva v'kiddush. You have to mention praises of Hashem, you have to mention mekadosh Shabbos. So how does just saying the word shabda tava help? That was what was concerning you as well. So, Ber Alacha considers these words of Rabbi Kiva Eger Apella, but nonetheless they stand, and they're a limud zchus for all of us who come home, and we're the men, make the kiddush, and the woman listens.
But the women don't have a chiyuv to daven.
They don't have a chiyuv to daven.
Correctly.
According to most people, according to many, many poskim, women have a chiyuv to daven once a day, or twice a day. But they don't necessarily have to daven marav.
So therefore, they would have to say good Shabbos.
Okay. Or they can daven. They're not allowed to daven.
Yeah, but
it's wonderful if they daven. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful if women daven. I know that sounds very funny over here for some reason.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on to. Let's move on to our next topic. What kind of cup has to be used for kiddush? So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based on the Gemara and Brachot, the Gemara Brachot has a list of what a kosher bracha needs. So one of them is that the kos mala yayin shelo yeh pogum. It should be a cup filled with wine, and it shouldn't be pogum. Pogum is ruined, blemished. Okay, so we're going to get into the dinim of kosher pogum next week, but one point that I wanted to discuss this week is a disposable cup. But what is the background of the whole discussion is this Gemara brachot, Tam Bavu Masechet Bracha Dachman Aleph, Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rabbo, some say it's a braita. Asara dvar nemru b'koshel bracha. There are 10 things that apply to a kos. Tona dacha u'shtifa, it has to be rinsed and washed. Chai u'malei, it has to be real wine and not diluted. And so we might be able to add some water, but meaning not too much that it's considered diluted. Okay, and malei, it has to be full and itof, and we have to, you know, according to some, you should be wearing a talis. According to some, you should be wearing a black hat. Okay? Not lo b'shtayadav, hold it in your two hands. Not lo b'yamin, put it in your right hand. Okay, there's a whole bunch of rules here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we only have four rules. Adacha, shtifa, chayim, malei. But one of them is this kos mole, so it shouldn't be pogum. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin some of these rules. For example, Kuf Pei Gimel Aleph, he says, Koshal bracha, tamun adacha mi bifnim, mishkipa mi bifkus. Your kos, if you're going to make kiddush on this kos, it has to have been rinsed and washed. The Gemara says, adacha is the inside, mishkipa is the outside. Rinsing the inside, washing the outside.
Well, here's the according to?
The Shulchan Aruch is paskin l'alacha, based on this Gemara. V'im hu naki, and if it happens to be clean, it's not necessary. Okay? So apparently he's only choshish lechatchila to this rock washing. Nonetheless, there are people who are always makbid that you're to wet their cup for kiddush before they go and make kiddush on it. Bet, the Ramah says, koshal bracha, yimalenu sheyeh malei akol gedotav, it should be filled to the brim. Gimel, sarich lachzor achar koshalein. Let's say you go to your fridge, you pull out your bottle of wine, you pour it in your cups, sorry. And you have like half, yes.
Who says it has to be filled to the brim?
The Ramah. Okay? Again, based on this Gemara. So let's say you pour your cup of wine, so the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel says you pour your cup of wine and it's not full, so do you have to go knock on your neighbor? Do you have to go to a friend's house? Do you have to make sure to get enough wine? And the answer is yes. Needing a full cup of wine is important. So again, even though we said the whole making kiddush on wine at home could be derabbanan, it's still nonetheless important to the point that you can't just start your meal, I don't have a full cup, and it doesn't work like, oh, it's only derabbanan. No! You have to go ask a friend, borrow some wine. It's important to have friends. Okay.
But we said earlier that it can be sort of diluted, so can't you fill it with water until it overflows?
Right, so it depends. You know, if you have 90% of a cup and you had 10% of water, that could work to make it a full cup. Okay?
How much?
What's the cutoff? Where it would look and taste like wine still.
No. Does it have to be like overflowing? What's that?
So. You know what? Let's do that right now. Says the Mishnah Berurah right here. Even though if you fill it to the brim, some of it may spill. Okay? Some people don't like when it spills, especially my mother never liked when I spilled my wine. So if I filled it up all the way and it would spill all over, she would not enjoy that very much. So therefore, you fill it 98% of the way, 96% of the way. So it's almost full, and it's still considered a full cup. It doesn't actually have to spill. Okay? People like for Havdalah as a nice idea that the minhag is to have an overflowing cup of Havdalah. But Havdalah usually comes with a tray. So that makes it okay that it's a little bit on the tray. And it's a nice idea that it should be a week of shefa, of abundance, of parnasa. So we want you to have an overflowing cup of wine for Havdalah so people make it overflowing. For Kiddush, it does not need to be overflowing. It just needs to be full. And if you don't like it spilling, it can be almost full. And it doesn't have to spill. If your wine is Kedushat Shvit, you are not allowed to make it spill. You're not allowed to make it overflowing, not even for Abdullah, not for any school of Parnassah and Shefa in the world.
What's Kedushat Shvit?
If the wine is from Shemitah foods.
Wow.
Why? Because there's a mitzvah to not let Shemitah fruits go to waste. So.
But if we say, and also on the other point, if you say that the reason you overflow by Abdullah is to show this abundance, shouldn't you be able to say the same thing about Shabbos wine?
Not Shabbos wine?
Yeah, like overflowing. You said Havdalah specifically that overflowing wine.
That's where the skula is for, because you're saying for this coming week, I want that. But that skula exists for Abdullah. I don't know, it doesn't exist for Friday night. You have to ask the people who make skulas. I don't know the answer. Okay. So, Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein, was asked the following question. Can you use a paper cup? And the same rule applies to plastic cup. He's not distinguishing between paper and plastic. Shehu kli rak l'shah. It's a temporary kli. It is disposable. Sheshama, so this person writing to him wrote, I heard that you asserted it. Sheshama asher asarti. You heard I asserted it. So he wrote to him,
Who heard?
The person writing to Moshe Feinstein in this tshuva, that Moshe Feinstein is writing back to, says, and you heard that I asserted it. Emet davar, it's true, I asserted it. And in this tshuva, Moshe writes, Hadvarim hatzrichim bekoshal bracha hu shiyeh kos gufo kli shalim. The cup itself must be complete. So this is the assumption Rav Moshe makes. Okay, when we say the kos is complete, most people, many poskim, say that means that it shouldn't be chipped. It shouldn't be broken. And for this we consider it even, it can still function as a cup. For example, a lot of Kiddush cups, they have like this base, there's a cup and a stand. If the stand is broken, the cup is no good for Kiddush. It's considered broken. Even the cup functions. Okay? The cup for Kiddush has to be complete. So Rav Moshe says, if that's true, then you need a proper, complete cup for Kiddush. Alma deva'ina jiyah kos noya. It should be a nice cup. Shirak kos kazeh kosher lebirkan amazon lekiddush. Only a nice cup works for Kiddush and benching. Roa ani shekoshel niyar shirak l'shalan, a cup that you're only going to use for a few moments and then throw away. Hu od garua is even worse. The ein lo shom chashiva, has no importance. Shavada in roa lebirkan amazon lekiddush, it can't be used for benching or Kiddush. But even Rav Moshe agrees that if you're stuck somewhere and there's only plastic cups, you can be Yotze. For Rav Moshe was never a fan of using a plastic cup to make Kiddush. Neither two plastic cups, I don't know where that came from. Now if I stick it in a second plastic cup, now it's different. I don't know where that came from. But he was never a fan of that. Those little shot cups you get of Kiddush in my shul, I don't know what they have in South Africa and Australia, but Kiddush is where I come from. They give you this little shot cup, plastic disposal cup of Kiddush. That wouldn't work for Rav Moshe Feinstein.
But for everyone else drinking the Kiddush one? Like to hand it out?
To hand it out.
That's fine.
Because, so we can discuss whether the other people have to drink. But based on the likelihood, they don't really have to, so it doesn't really matter as much. But the person making Kiddush should be using a real cup.
So if you're going to be using a plastic cup, you might as well just use one.
It's a waste. Correct. It's a waste to use two. Tzitz Eliezer comes to save the day for you, who's concerned, because you know that many times we make Kiddush out of a plastic cup. Every B'nai Akiva Shabbaton I ever was on, they used a plastic cup. You're laughing because it's true, right? Okay. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, Asher Shalani Mashal, the Kadesh Lavdel Kosum in the Yard. Can you make Kiddush on a Kiddush in a paper cup? And the person writing to him didn't write to him innocently. He knew Rav Moshe Aser, and he says, what's your opinion? Do you agree? He says, okay, I have to ask forgiveness of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Gadol Ador, for disagreeing with him. I see no foundation to being asked to Aser this. Rav Moshe's made a jump in his logic. There's no comparison. Remember, what was this based on? We said we need a kos shalem. So Moshe said, therefore, we need a kos na'eh, and a disposable doesn't work. So he says, where'd you get that from? Hatam hare hayam itchilan basis. There it had a base, and the brace broke off. V'lachen kishin ishbar mimenu lachar mikem sulo bazem isham shavor. It's possible because it's broken. Mashalo shayach zeh bekoso niyar. That doesn't apply to these disposable cups. Shikachu tchilat yitziratam. Because this is how they were made. They were made as plastic cups. They weren't made as plastic cups with a break, with a base that broke. Nothing's missing from them. And in fact, disposable cups can actually be reused. Environmentalists do this. They don't like throwing away their disposable cups. They use them again and again. The only reason we don't use them again and again, because they're cheap. When you're done with them, you throw them away. Near the vada shinkli alayim, it is a kli. Barur shemutu the kaddish lavdil behem. Vechenli tol behem nitzli yadayim so they can use them as a washing cup. V'lo mishanel klal mashin is arba zelikaimam. It doesn't matter that you throw them away when you're done, you don't keep them. Da ikar zbazeh mashin be'etzem ru'uyim heima nishtamish mehem arbei pamim. The fact that they could be used multiple times means it is a kli, it is maspik chashuv enough to make Kiddush in it. So, to come to Halacha L'maaseh, unless you're from a Kehillah that constantly and consistently follows Moshe Feinstein on this, there is room to be lenient. Tzitz Eliezer was matir, making Kiddush on a plastic cup. That's it for this week. See you next time.